and gentlemen, it's time for the Florida Podman.
Right. You ready?
I almost read my story. Ragu bolognese sauce.
Oh,
because that's the other. Because that's what I've got saved in my save things, right above the story that I'm about to read. A recipe for making dinner later on. One of these days, I'll just read out recipes. Is this the episode? I don't even know.
Is this the episode? Are we here? Are you here? Are you
talking about my talking about my recipes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, my story today is called Save Up to £250 Per Booking with TUI. So there you go.
I still do think that we should read out just the ads that pop up as part of those stories and try to make some passive revenue.
Yeah, as the ad pops up, we read it. Like, so if I was to do that right now, the answers are just everywhere. Just ask the date. And I actually want to know now.
Fair enough.
Right. Okay. Right. This is the Florida Podman Gang.
I'm in the right place then.
Yeah, you're in the right place. Yeah, here's your ticket. Have a seat. And what do we do? It's been a while since I've actually explained the rules, but it's a little bit different this season.
Yeah, I need a refresher, please.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for the refresher?
Do it.
We're going to read out or tell bizarre stories that happen to Florida guys and gals. Florida days, and the difference being this season is that we're not going to have a competition about whose was best. We're just going to add them to the list and add them to the road trip. And a slight addition is that you have been introducing lists of other things that we might.
Yeah, I stole this from another podcast.
What's the name of the other podcast?
Yeah. World League of Idiots. The English guys. He's kind of okay. You know, the American sounding guy. He's dreamy.
So, anyways, that's us. My name's Chris. That's Kev. Are we ready for? Oh, there you are. are you ready for? Shall I go into the story?
You might as well.
I had two stories.
Nice toque, by the way. You're wearing a toque. If I said you're wearing a toque, do you know what a toque is? Canadians will know what I'm talking about.
That is a hat.
Yep. That's your hat. Kind of hat is called a toque.
What I guess.
T-O-Q-U-E is how that's spelled. Toque.
I would.
Toque.
I think this is more like a beanie over here in this country.
Yeah. It's a very Canadian thing. Definitely.
I'm wearing this. It's simply for the comfort. You when you saw me this morning and you said, "Oh, you look comfortable," and that's exactly.
I also said, "It looks like you may have just also murdered your family. You're about to run off into the woods."
yeah, and it wouldn't be a Florida Man podcast if there was no murdering of families. There's no murder in my story today, and I was torn between two. I'm saving this for probably next week.
I think it's good to point out that we in our main stories, we tend to. We don't really feature death, you know. Through all the things we've talked about,
right.
We've had a couple where you know we've been conscious of avoiding the Darwin Awards, which is when like the things that these guys are doing, these Florida men, they aren't killing themselves, but also very rare. It happens occasionally, but I think count them on one hand, you know, two hands if you've blown several fingers off. That you know that there hasn't been a lot of people that have died in our stories. In our lists, absolutely. Like last week's list for me probably had more deaths than our six seasons of full stories.
That was like that kill count was like Platoon. with my stories here, I'm sort of like in between. I've both of the headlines, and I didn't know which one I was going to go with. I know now. Both of the headlines. I did this last week, I think, as well. I'm going. Oh, how have we not done this one before? So I can only put this down to the date, and I can't remember when season 5 aired, but this is it from March 2022.
Now
I'm not going to read this version of the story, but I will read out the headline because the headline's great. So it goes, Florida man walked naked onto neighbor's property, pooped on glass table.
If there's any kind of table you're going to poop on, it might as well be a glass one.
I know, but now I'm going to switch to another site. Unfortunately, I don't agree with this tabloid's ways, so I'm not going to name them. But this is how they report the story. The man at number two...
Is that a euphemism?
I, it's there's obviously a pun there, isn't there? Okay. The man at number two, and then it goes, my completely naked neighbour pooped on a glass table on my porch in broad daylight. He was caught on surveillance vid.
Yay.
I like the idea that they've shortened the word video to vid. So that's what's happened. So let me get there's a weird moment here where the way that it's described, we'll get to it, but I can't quite understand what it means. But let's go. A Florida resident allegedly pooped on a glass table outside on his neighbor's porch, and he was caught on surveillance video. So I don't understand why the word alleged. Been
no, it's happened. It happened.
If he's seen it on and he's got the evidence. The incident took place in Clearwater. Do you know which county
that's water's in? Not clear anymore. Clearwater, I don't know.
Pinellas. Yay. So it's back.
That's, I think we've had 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Pinellas? No, last week we didn't have Pinellas.
No, but we Sorry. Anyway, yeah, it's a popular county, this one. Now, remember last week?
Your guy was the guy with his wang out and his Kenneth Gray.
Ken Gray. This guy is called Kenneth Clark Carlisle.
Oh,
so it's another Ken.
All about the Kens.
Now, he's got three names again. Oddly, Kenneth Clark, I believe, was some sort of political figure in this country.
Ken Clark, yeah, I think it was a leader of the
something
conservatives or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
How do I even know that? I'm not even from here. Well, I kind of am, but...
We're going to do some more quizzes. I asked you a few quizzes last time, so...
Like quizzes.
How old do you think Ken Clark, glass table pooper, is?
Sorry, is his name given as Ken or Kenneth?
Kenneth.
57.
Sorry?
57.
I thought you said 67.
57. 67.
Oh. 64. Right. He was arrested by authorities after he allegedly...
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me that. That was the next question. He was arrested by authorities. That's how we tell these stories.
Yeah. the naked man was seen pooping on his neighbour's property at approximately 4:40 p.m. I thought
approximately is 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
You know, if you go to the dentist, I always like to make an appointment for like 2:30 because it's like a good dentist one. I didn't know if there was a time pun that you could use with
for going to the bathroom. Isn't.
According to
Quarter
deputies,
past,
the man
shit.
according to deputies, the man was captured on home surveillance. Walking up to the home's driveway before proceeding to empty his bowels. I love the just a choice, because that's what he did. But it's just brilliant. Just a pow, pow,
pow. If only it'd be better if he was walking whilst.
Police say that Carlisle was still naked when he was located by authorities at his RV home afterward, the affidavit reveals.
You're on a nudity streak.
Yeah.
No pun intended, but you've got two in a row.
I have,
nudity.
Yeah.
We should start getting these stats of these, like nudity streak and like, you know, triple barrel name. How many triple barrel name stories in a row can you get?
can I tell you my poo joke?
It's go for a it. Shit joke. Absolutely.
So the man goes.
I thought you meant the literature. It's a shit joke.
The man. As it a poo, and he looks down, and the poo says, "Hey, do you remember me?" And the man goes, "I'm sorry." He goes, "It's me, Brian." And the man goes, "Ah, yeah, sorry. I'm all right with names, but I'm terrible with feces." So that was my poo joke. Anyway, so
I've got a 5 year old's poo joke.
Go.
And you probably heard this before. What's brown and sticky?
Oh. Shit.
A stick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, stick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
Carrot. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Back to you.
Okay.
Back to you in the studio.
The shocking fecal incident comes just 3 months after the same man was arrested for allegedly firing guns, in quotations, recklessly at home. The sheriff's office said Carlisle knowingly fired multiple guns at home.
At the same home? Or at his home?
At homes, sorry. So at different homes. Multiple guns at multiple homes. And he's basically stands within 1,000 feet, shoots at the house. When authorities...
I love your Yosemite Sam. Mime there. Oh, I hate that rabbit.
It was just basically...
It was almost Louis Armstrong. I always went to Louis Armstrong a little bit.
He was a mustache with eyes, though, wasn't he? That was
he was, yeah.
Was there ever a Yosemite Sam without his hat? No, I'll look at that later.
I think you know what would be out there? Because you know you can see, like live, like a 3D rendering of, like, Homer Simpson. I wonder if there'd be, like, a Yosemite Sam clean-shaven with no hat. What does he look like? What do people think he looks like without that mustache?
Yeah, guess what I'm going to do later. Okay. When authorities attempted to confront Carlisle, the man drove away to his home. Carlisle was also under the influence when he drove his car to his home. Authorities charged him with concealing a firearm, driving under the influence, and discharging a firearm. Meanwhile, the frustrated resident, who is in war with her neighbour, the lady is a her. Well, yeah, over the property line, made a list of 30 things that they have done. She is described as being TikToker Amanda Lynn. Hang on a minute. Amanda Lynn sounds like a
made-up name.
Sounds a bit fiddly.
Amanda Lynn, yeah, that's... I mean, it's legitimately, Amanda is a legitimate name, and Lynn, like Loretta Lynn is, it's a surname.
It's
Amanda
like
Lynn.
Amanda Lynn.
She's like speaking of which.
You have a clean it looks like he's got a massive testicle on his face.
So for anybody that's just Google Yosemite Sam shaven, and the first image that pops up is... Just
it's like the shape of his mustache, but if it's
but just stubble, just stubble. All right, brilliant. Sorry.
Okay,
back to
so
you.
Here we go. I have my own list today.
What?
I'm just going to go
copyrighted
through
those.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go through what this is. This is the things that Amanda has collected on a timeline. One. Hang on a minute. This isn't right. So she says,
"Is Amanda going to have her own story here? She should be next week's story."
So what she does is she has shared a timeline of all the rows that she's had with her neighbors since she bought the house, and then the tabloid says, "Here's a list of the timeline Amanda shared." One, purchase this house. That's not
given,
a row, is it? That's
no.
Okay, so I think it's just a list of things on the list. Neighbor becomes over-friendly and passive-aggressive. Three, neighbor corners me.
Over-friendly and passive-aggressive?
Yeah. Yeah. Number three, neighbor corners me at the side of his property. Four, we notice the property line has been pushed and it's not on our survey. Number five, neighbor starts to eavesdrop through the fence in the backyard. Six, neighbor walks into open garage uninvited. Number seven, neighbor walks into backyard uninvited. Eight, neighbor's landscaper gets aggressive and rude and blows grass in my face. Number nine, landscaper tells neighbor, I ask not to blow grass onto our yard. Neighbors do nothing to stop the behavior. Number 10, landscaper continues to blow all cut grass from my neighbor's yard into my yard for 4 weeks. Number 11.
How fast is this guy's grass growing? Yeah.
Number 11, text exchange. This is so... Well, these are different points, not necessarily that they had a row about Texas. So number 12, I tell the neighbor to remove the rocks off my property and that they are stealing our property. Number 13, husband brings truck home. They call code enforcer. God, that's good, isn't it? Whatever that is. Number 14, rocks are moved. Number 15,
de-escalation. Yeah.
Halfway through. Neighbor starts walking dog only in front of my house to use the bathroom. Now, I think I might have heard that one before on a different story. Number 16, I made signs asking not to allow your dog to use my yard. I place signs. Birds didn't read the signs. Birds didn't read the signs. 17. He saw the signs.
That's ace of base, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. 18. No trespassing signs are placed. Number 19. Birds came back.
Most of these have nothing to do with this guy. It's her being a wacko with birds.
Number 20. We build a fence on the side of the house. Number 21. Neighbor nosy while fence is being built.
I thought he was eavesdropping through the fence in like point four was, or something like that. Yeah, they built a second fence.
Fence being made. This guy's like Trump. Number 22. Neighbor builds new encroachment on our property. Number 23. I remove encroachment. Number 24. Neighbor cusses me out. Try to shake fence down for removing rocks off my yard. Number 25. Survey remarked. Number 26. Neighbor's friend starts trespassing, illegally dumping. That's not related to the pooping on the
pooping. Plastic, yeah. Okay. I thought that's maybe what the story was about. Could be. Doesn't say.
Number 27. I install Critter-Ritter sprinkler.
Critter-Ritter?
Sprinkler. When did you get them on Amazon? To keep unwanted critters off my property. Number 28. Neighbor starts allowing dog all over my lawn again. Number 29. Signs go back up. 30. Neighbor turns sign around. I reinstall. And that is the story.
That's over the top.
There is obviously a problem with the pooping on the fence, but why isn't that made the top 30?
Exactly. Exactly. If her putting a sign up about a bird crapping on her lawn is like, I don't know, that's, wow. God bless Florida.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So back to the main story is Ken Clark, not the Liberal MP or whatever it is, was pooping on a glass table, presumably so anybody underneath could see it.
People like that sort of thing, I think. They do, yeah. That's a different podcast.
There you go, Kev.
Well, top that, huh? Alrighty. Let's bring some civility back to this Please podcast,
do.
Chris.
Please do.
I mean, the picture itself is just... I'll show you the picture really quick. I always hesitate to click on a picture and move away from my story because then I'll come back to it and I'll get the dreaded, you're in Europe, go F yourself, you can't read the story anymore. But we've got a bit of a drugged out little...
Yeah, so he looks like Lil Wayne or whatever his name is. Pimp.
So hold that thought. What was the first word?
Lil.
Woman claiming to be God from ancient Egypt attacks civilians, officers in Miami Beach.
I am so sorry. I should have said they.
Emily Thomas Lockton. No, this isn't like a whole trans rights. This is just, it's a woman that is so stoned out of her head. She looks like a sleepy dude, basically. Emily Thomas Lockton had unusual strength from what appeared to be an unknown substance, police say. This is from Amanda Batchelor, not Amanda Lynn. Amanda Batchelor.
No, yeah.
Amanda Batchelor. It's almost like, I feel like most tavern is going to get a bit of work out here with the phone calls. This is from December 2022, very recently.
Oh, yeah.
A woman, Miami Beach, Florida, a woman who claimed to be a god from ancient Egypt was arrested on Sunday afternoon in Miami Beach after hitting and threatening random passersby while slamming tables and throwing items, authorities said.
Say, of course they say.
Yeah. According to her arrest report, the first officer at the scene on Espanola Way and Washington Avenue, get that on the map?
Yeah.
Tried to take Emily Thomas Lockton, 26 years old, of Boynton Beach into custody, but she became aggressive and hostile towards the officer, screaming, "Don't touch me!" and slapping the officer in the face, if you can believe
it. Sorry, not laughing at the violence, but I am laughing at your voiceover.
Don't That's touch how she me. Said. You thought it was a guy. I mean, I can give her a guy's voice. So get this. So slaps the officer in the face. Police then whip out the old stun gun, attempt to taser, But guess what happens?
She hovers.
Unsuccessful. Nothing. No effect.
So untasable. So yeah. She is godlike.
Yeah. Another officer tried to assist and dodged Lockton as she tried to hit him. According to the arrest report, Lockton had unusual strength. That's in quotation marks. Unusual strength
of a god.
From what appeared to be from an unknown substance. God's food, God's source.
Yeah.
Police said it took multiple officers to handcuff Lockton. She was ultimately restrained on a stretcher brought in from a fire rescue truck. So according to the arrest report, witnesses told officers that Lockton had stopped her car in the middle of traffic and began screaming and slamming the hoods of random cars driving by. So it's like that Everybody Hurts REM video where they just get out of the car. She just got out of the car and just went mental and started banging on hoods, bonnets for you, Christopher, of random cars. She then parked her car and walked over to the restaurant, Havana 1957, that's the name of the restaurant apparently, and began slamming tables and throw. So she's just like, bang, bang, like just...
I think like she's that. Sort of like making them the table sort of levitate, and then she throws them down with a godly force. Bang!
You've been watching too much Harry Potter, but we'll go with that. So the police are saying the manager of this restaurant in Pulp Fiction, in the obviously the first scene, but the end scene where the they're first in the diner. Scene,
Honey where, Bunny Tim and Roth's Pumpkin.
Character, Honey, when they want to get the wallets from all the patrons in the restaurant, and they go up to the restaurant manager who's at the till, and he said, I can't remember if it's him or her that has the gun, because I haven't seen it in a while either, and like tells the restaurant manager, get all the diners to put their wallets in. And the restaurant manager starts ducking behind the counter. He says, the line was supposed to be, I'm just a restaurant manager, but he gets cut off halfway through the line, and his line is, I'm just a restaurant.
No.
In the credits of the movie, the character is just called Restaurant.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
Yeah. I've seen screenshots of it. I've never actually watched the movie. Make a mental note of that. Anyways, back to my story. So this Egyptian goddess lady goes into this restaurant and gets told to leave. She basically smacked the restaurant manager. She was just screaming out of control, struggling. When cops got there, she claimed she was related to Tupac Shakur and was also a god from ancient Egypt who could take on all of us.
Hang on.
Yeah.
So, what is she? Related to Tupac or she's a god?
Does it have to be more? Why not?
Did Tupac ever go around saying, my cousin's a god from Egypt?
Could be great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma. Ancient Egypt.
I suppose,
So Lockton here was taken to Mount Sinai Medical Center to be medically cleared before being transported to jail. She faces charges of battery on a police officer, resisting an officer with violence, assault on a police officer, disorderly conduct, and resisting an officer without violence. Oh, so she resisted with violence and then without violence.
Does she have any kids? Do you know why I'm asking? Because then she'd be a mummy.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Playing on that whole Egypt thing. Look at that. Huh? I know I hired you for this podcast for a reason. Basically, the only reason I want to tell that is to get to my list. Here we go. Might as well come out and say it. Here we go with 10 weirdly specific gods your mythology class
amazing.
Left out.
You know what I was thinking the other day? You know what we hadn't had a list about? Gods. And here we go.
Lists of gods.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Cardea, the Roman goddess of door hinges. That's right.
It's already started off brilliantly. Okay. This is number one.
According to this list, she's number 10.
So
the Roman writer Ovid, basically, Ovid. I've heard of that.
Ovid video is before. Like a platypus cartoon, wasn't it?
Yeah. Goddess of the hinge. She opens the closed by her power and closes the open. She was the ruler of all things hinged. She wasn't even a minor deity. She was part of the Roman pantheon of gods, complete with her own mythological backstory. I like this. The author of this is like most Roman stories, however, her story begins with the gods trying to have sex with somebody.
Like most.
Yeah. Basically, she got locked in a cave when she was like immortal and something to do with hinges, building doors and things like that. I'm going to steal a little bit from your playbook here. And because we've got some old timey and foreign names, I'm going to mangle some names here.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah.
So we have Saehrimnir, which is the Norse pig of eternal bacon. So this is basically from the Norse poem Edda. This is basically like a wild boar. A god was basically put into a wild boar and was punished by basically being boiled alive every night and stripped of its flesh to be eaten as bacon, but then was reborn the next morning as the same boar, and it just repeat. It's like Groundhog Day, but just Hog Day, I suppose.
That's clever. Yeah, nice. Did you just do that?
I did not read that. I just made that up. Yeah, we're available for after dinner speeches and things like that.
Is worthy of calling mockery.
Yes, Matt Shishkapu. That's almost like your story.
Matt Shishkapu.
Doormat Shishkapu.
Is his name like Matt, as in Matthew?
Matthew no, Shishkapu. It's all one word. Matt.
Oh, right. Oh, I see.
M-A-T-S-H-I-S-H. So shish in the middle. Matt Shishkapu.
That's Matthew the
Innu
for short.
Spirit of farts is what this one is. So you're not far off. According to traditional beliefs of Native American Innu people, spirits speak to the living. Some talk through drums. Other come to us in dreams. One of them speaks through farts. Now, apparently, unsurprisingly, though, mainly only speaks to men.
Brilliant. I think he wants to go out. He wants to go to the pub.
A sudden fart required immediate translation. If someone let one slip, an elder would rush over to let everyone know what the fart sounded like.
This is my new thing. This is my...
Yeah, traumatize your poor family.
Yes,
by
yes. Yes.
That means get me a beer. God. Here's one with lots. That's here's an Aztec. The Aztec god of gay prostitutes. This is a Xochipilli. That's shock. X-O-C-H. I'm going with shock. Chalk.
Yeah, Xochipilli. That's shock.
Why not? Yeah.
Choco.
Is basically just someone that watched over gay prostitutes in Aztec times. That's
just
nice.
To keep them safe. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's also the god of hallucinogens, too. I don't know if those are related.
Yeah.
There is number six here is like just called the global pantheon of poop gods. Says that there's every religion basically has a god of poop. So there's just too many to list.
Yeah. Ken Clark is the god of poop in Florida.
Yep. The Babylonians had Shed Bet Hakis, a vengeful toilet god who cursed anyone who had sex near a toilet by giving them epilepsy.
Holy
shit. That's pretty
specific. It's harsh, isn't it?
Specific.
Well, that's like a slap on the wrist would just do, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That one's a Yoruban god of smallpox. I mean, whatever. God of mileposts. These Mexicans. Tlachotitl is the Aztec god of eating dirt.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I think this is probably... like kids in school, like drawing pictures in history books. So in artwork, Chazlitatal, I'll go with that again, usually depicted with brown around her mouth. Now, I think that's just people just defacing.
Yes.
She's, after all, the divine dirt eater of the Aztec gods. I was actually closer than I thought. That dirt wasn't the stuff you found on the ground. It was a euphemism. She was the eater of divine excrement.
Like rabbit poo.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We got Calfu, which is the Haitian god of intersections.
On the roads?
Well, because it's a voodoo thing, it's probably more to do with like the intersections in the cosmos or something, like going on some weird path or something.
Yeah.
Red demonic beast who drinks rum infused with gunpowder just to pass the time.
I like it with blackcurrant better.
And then there's the unknown god. The unknown god is the Greek god of miscellany, because there's so many things that don't have gods and that were left out. The Greeks decided to put a god in charge of all the other miscellaneous shit that there might one day need to be a god of.
Misc. There's a god of misc.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's just a bit of education for today. That's my weirdly specific gods, your mythology
it
class.
It sounds but to me like I've missed the god of bullshit, because there's all of that sounds rubbish to me.
I think this is going to be one of my new favorite features of every episode is called Spot the Title. And I think the god of bullshit, I think, has to be.
Okay, god of bullshit.
I don't know how we put that. It's probably some stars and asterisks.
Yeah, asterisks. We might have to. We've never sworn in a title before.
No, that's fine. I think we're allowed to do that.
Get some stars in. That's clickbait.
Maybe we'll get in trouble for it, and we'll get some notoriety.
Oh, excellent. Yes, like a bad publicity stunt.
Yes, yes. Harkening back to previous episodes.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Anything else you got?
Oh, I can hear the rumblings of the theme tune to play us out. So let's do that. I'm hoping that's what I can hear.
There it is. Yeah. That's okay. We got to finish now because it's rumbling and it's going to end now. Yeah. Bye. Good luck with the edit on that one.